This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
John Wehner joins us now, one of our favorites. Buccos losers last night, but it was what happened in Altoona that might be the big story. The biggest story of all, though, John, is are you familiar with the game that we play on Thursdays, Quiz Callis?
Yeah, I've heard you guys before.
Well, we were naming athletes and whether or not they grew up in Pittsburgh, and Harry did not know you're from the area.
That's shameful.
John, that there's so many things that Callis has done in these last 2 years that rub us the wrong way. That is number one for me. Like, I could not get over that. It was...
Where's he from?
He's from Greentree. He went to KO.
That's even more shameful.
And he's a baseball
lover. I just figured he was from, like... you know, mountains of Kentucky or something, where he had no internet service.
Harry, would you like to defend yourself?
No, I feel bad, but I'll never forget that you're from Carrick ever again.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Oh, yeah, we've only said it like 80,000 times.
I'm learning. That's
how old are you?
26.
How old are you? Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I don't know what to make of it all. It sounds like you've lived under a rock half your life.
All right, John. So Connor Griffin makes his Double-A debut yesterday. He has a 16-game on-base streak. He has a 15-game hitting streak, or a 5-game hitting streak. He got his 60th steal of the season. He's the youngest player to debut in Double-A since Andrew McCutchen. What do you make of this rocketing potential superstar the Buccos have their hands on here?
He is a freak of a talent. He is, you know, when we saw him in spring training, and he looked like anybody else in spring training. And, you know, he's 18 years old or 19 years old, and he's huge. I mean, he's probably 6'4", 2 1/4". He could fly. He's fearless in the outfield. I haven't seen him play much short. I just saw him play center, and he looked great in center field. I mean, that's a big body covering a lot of ground. And plus, he has some pop. I mean, his at-bats, you didn't see, you know, a lot of younger hitters, you'll see them up there flailing at breaking balls out of the zone. I mean, he handled the zone. You know, he hit some mistakes. I saw him go oppo. One game I worked, he hit a home run to right, deep right center, like a no-doubter right center. And that's another thing. I would say half of Major League Baseball can't hit a home run to the opposite field, and he had no problem. I mean, he cleared it by far, and he's just a freak of an athlete, and you never expect anybody. High school kids, typically out of draft, you're expecting 4 or 5 years. I want to say it was 4 for McCutchen, and he's borderline Hall of Fame player. And now we're talking Connor Griffin at 19 at Double A, and top of the prospect list. Yeah, he's the real deal, but it's, you know, I'm waiting for some failure because it's got to come at some point in time, but there has been no failure. I mean, he's basically been the best player at every level he's played so far, and that's a pretty big test to be in Double A and, you know, competing against guys in their mid-20s that have been doing this for 5, 6, 7 years.
John, do we see him next year, you think, or no?
Man, I want to say it might have been a month or so ago. Dan Zangrilli, I think, was on one of the shows there and was talking about that. And I was like, he's nuts. There's no stinking way you're going to have a guy like that young at the big league level and to kind of push his development like that. I mean, you think of Bryce Harper and Juan Soto. And Juan Soto was probably in the minor league system for 4 years. He was probably signed at 16. Before he got up there. So there's a few guys that do it, but I think it's just so hard. But having said that, he keeps, hitting and dominating these leagues. It's possible. I mean, again, I keep thinking there's going to be failure out there at some point when you're facing better competition. I'm sure he's faced guys with arms. These guys throw hard in A ball as well as they do double and triple A, but do they locate it? Does he see, as much breaking ball and secondary pitches, I heard he struck out last night on a 3-2 breaking ball. So that you're going to see more of that. You're not going to get challenged 2-0, 3-1, 3-2. So, it'll all depend on, obviously there's only a couple of weeks left there in Altoona. He'll probably start there next year, I would think. And if he's hitting 330 and stealing 60 bags and hitting ball out of the ballpark, well, he'll get the AAA before long. And, and if he does the same there, yeah, I guess he can be there at some point next year. I look at McCutchen again, who was a really good hitter, and we saw him in spring training as a teenager. And he still got about 800 at-bats in AAA before they called him up. So that'll be interesting, though. I know nowadays it seems guys get pushed through the system a little bit quicker. I do think that they're going to keep pushing him. I'm shocked that he's in Double A. I really am. I would have never guessed that beginning of the year, but the progression continues. And next year he dominates Double A for a month or two. He's in Triple A for a month or two, dominating. Yeah, we could see him by the end of next year.
I just got chills.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans. Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
John awesome. Wehner joining us here, Carrick's Own, on the Fan Morning Show. John, what the hell is going on with Mitch Keller in the second half of seasons? I mean, the full story is not yet written on how the rest of this season will go for Mitch Keller, but not good again yesterday, and it's one of the clearest lines of delineation I think we've ever seen. First half, Cy Young kind of guy, all-star. Second half these last few years, not so good. What do you think the heck is going on there?
Well, that's a great question. I thought about that this morning just because it's 3 years in a row and, last night behind in the count, and I always feel too, like it seems like the velocity goes down a little bit, but he's always a guy that attacks and gets ahead in the count. He's not afraid to throw his fastball in there and he's aggressive with his fastball in the middle of the plate sometimes, and he still does okay. I think when you, I would think that maybe, you get towards the end of the year, maybe you don't feel like you have the same stuff. The velocity's down, so now you don't want to make mistakes with the fastball. So you start trying to be a little too fine, then you get behind the count, then you have to come into the count, or you have to come in the middle of the plate, and then they whack you around a little bit. I don't know if that's the case or not. I mean, he's a big kid. he doesn't look like it. He still has the baby face, but he's, you know, I'm every bit of 6'3", 210, 220. So, and he logs a lot of innings. So you wouldn't think that he'd be wearing down because he's up there 160 to 200 innings every year. But maybe it's a mental thing too. You know, when you have it happen repeatedly, now the third straight year, you know, maybe you start thinking about it and then you start being a little more cautious as instead of being aggressive. He's always been aggressive, attacking hitters. And I've still seen that for the most part. I didn't see the first couple innings last night, but I'm guessing if anybody had the answer, it wouldn't continue and,
right.
and he'd figure it out. But it's, like I said, it could be part because of the velocity's down. It could be kind of mentally taxing too. I think when you get hit around a little bit, it's easy to lose some confidence and not have that same aggressiveness, you know, attacking hitters. And then when you're behind the count, they're going to get you.
John, this was wonderful. It always is. We appreciate your time and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Always a pleasure. Have a good rest of the week and go Green Tree. Go KO.
See you, John. See you, John.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.